Nolte, Geneva Conventions Forbid Forcing Soldiers to Sleep in Parking Garage. By John Nolte on January 22, 2021. The Geneva Conventions expressly forbid forcing prisoners of war from sleeping on concrete or in parking garages. In other words, His Fraudulency Joe Biden, America's feeble commander-in-chief, has already treated his own troops in a way that violates the Geneva Conventions. Technically, it's not a violation because the Geneva Conventions directly relate to prisoners of war. Nevertheless, His Fraudulency, after only 2 days in office, allowed his own troops to be treated worse than he would ever treat terrorists or America's enemies. Here's how no less than the Biden suck-ups at the far-left Politico described what Commander-in-Chief Biden allowed to happen. One unit, which had been resting in the Dirksen Senate office building, was abruptly told to vacate the facility on Thursday, according to one guardsman. The group was forced to rest in a nearby parking garage without internet reception, with just one electrical outlet, and one bathroom with two stalls for 5,000 troops, the person said. Temperatures in Washington were in the low 40s by nightfall. Yesterday, dozens of senators and congressmen walked down our lines taking photos, shaking our hands and thanking us for our service. Within 24 hours, they had no further use for us and banished us to the corner of a parking garage. We feel incredibly betrayed, the guardsman said. Politico obtained photos showing the guard members packed together in the parking garage, sleeping on the ground. American troops, our own guys, sleeping on cold concrete in an underground garage with temperatures in the low 40s. One toilet per 2,500. All that car exhaust. And here is the relevant portion of the Geneva Conventions Act of 1964. The premises shall be fully protected from dampness, adequately heated and lighted, in particular between dusk and lights out. The sleeping quarters shall be sufficiently spacious and well ventilated, and the internees shall have suitable bedding and sufficient blankets, account being taken of the climate, and the age, sex, and state of health of the internees. Let's count the violations, shall we? Not adequately heated. Not well ventilated, exhaust fumes. No suitable bedding. No sufficient blankets. That's four right there. The sad truth is that this chicken hawk draft dodger sees U.S. troops as nothing more than props. There were no threats against His Fraudulency's inauguration. There was no evidence of any threats whatsoever. Nevertheless, thousands of troops were still used as props to further Biden's craven ambitions of portraying all Trump supporters as terrorists and ensuring there could be no peaceful protests against him. Have you seen this video? Is His Fraudulency saying salute the Marines instead of actually saluting the Marines? I can't quite make out what Biden's saying, but imagine if it was Trump. Well, this is what happens to a great country when you send out tens of millions of unsolicited voting ballots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.